waiting, trusting, and hoping. Psalm 27, verse 14, ESV. Wait for the Lord, be strong, and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. John chapter 14, verse 1, ESV. I am the way, and the truth, and the life. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. Hebrews chapter 6, verses 17 through 20, ESV. So when God desired to show more convincingly to the heirs of the promise the unchangeable character of his purpose, he guaranteed it with an oath, so that by two unchangeable things, in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have fled for refuge might have strong encouragement to hold fast to the hope set before us. We have this as a sure and steadfast anchor of the soul, a hope that enters into the inner space behind the curtain, where Jesus has gone as a forerunner on our behalf, having become a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Waiting, trusting, and hoping are intricately connected, like golden strands interwoven to form a strong chain. Trusting is the central strand, because it is the response from my children that I desire the most. Waiting and hoping embellish the central strand and strengthen the chain that connects you to me. Waiting for me to work with your eyes on me is evidence that you really do trust me. If you mouth the words, "I trust you," while anxiously trying to make things go your way, your words ring hollow. Hoping is future directed, connecting you to your inheritance in heaven. However, the benefits of hope fall fully on you in the present. Because you are mine, you don't pass time in your waiting. You can wait expectantly, in hopeful trust. Keep your antennae out to pick up even the faintest glimmer of my presence. These are the words of Sarah Young. Hoping for desired results, waiting patiently for God's hand to work, and trusting that God will always provide for and protect you from harm while waiting in positive expectation requires an individual to possess and display great personal patience and emotional control. Those character traits seem to be in short supply today for most people, even the ones who call themselves Christian believers. It is always easy to say that you are something, to call yourself a Christian, but it is much more difficult to actually be and conduct yourself properly and completely as your chosen identity is supposed to behave. Calling oneself something is not the same as actually being what it is that you are calling yourself to be. Words are one thing, but personal actions always reveal one's true beliefs and character. Your example is always on display, which is precisely why actions always speak louder than words. Everywhere you go, and in whatever capacity you perform, you are being watched and observed. Other people always watch what you are doing as compared to listening to what you are saying. No man or woman can escape personal scrutiny, regardless of how hard they try. Because of God's absolute sovereignty over all the earth and what is on it, our Lord's time frames are always engaged and will always take precedence surrounding all of our personal activities, energies, and efforts. His time frame of accomplishment or completion always prevails, regardless of our personal desires or demands. Patience is the foremost character trait of all truly successful people. God cannot and does not lie or violate his personal character for you or anyone else. Once you finally figure out that God is in total control of everything in and around your own life, only then will you relax and then start living and thinking in total faith, belief, and trust in God and his sovereignty. That point in time, which is different for everyone individually, once reached, enables you to personally begin to be seriously used by God to accomplish his will for your life. To reach this point in time and in life will require you to totally let go of your personal pride, selfishness, and efforts to try to control each and every situation that arises within your own life. Do you think you can do that? If you think you can, you can. If you think you can't, you're right. Earning God's reward and establishing your own eternal inheritance is not a quick accomplishment. Slow, steady, and consistent effort and work will be required on your part. Emotional control looms around every corner of your personal pathway. The trail is steep, winding, and strewn with lots of rocks of all sizes and shapes, any of which could easily and quickly destroy you. Observant caution and great focused attention will be needed on your part if you are to successfully reach your planned destination. Persistent application of work ethic will be your magical key to success. Since eternal success is a spiritual thing, you are first and most importantly going to need a true, deep, and lasting spiritual route to your own life to serve as a road guide for all of your travels and behavior. Such a traveler's assistant can only occur or come into your life by you personally inviting the Holy Spirit of God to come into your life and dwell therein forevermore. This action can only be effected by requesting and then accepting Jesus Christ as your personal Lord, Master, and Savior. Once that power has entered your life, you then have guaranteed your eternal salvation and existence to live with God here on earth while you are here and then in eternal heavenly realms forever after your physical death has occurred. You must first ask before you can ever receive. Successful living of your life is not a difficult thing to accomplish, but it all begins with accepting Jesus Christ into your own heart and mind as your personal Lord and Savior. All things are possible to him who believes. God's greatest blessings to all of you.